The presentation which Jamie Mangia is going to make is Community-Based Postpartum Family Planning in Afghanistan. And Jamie Mangia is a senior program officer with JPEGO. Everybody should be familiar with that. An affiliate of the Johns Hopkins University and supports programs in Afghanistan, South Sudan, and Bangladesh. Please welcome Jamie for a presentation.
Hi. Again, my name is Jamie, and I'll be talking about community-based postpartum family planning in Afghanistan on behalf of a much larger group of my colleagues who have been working in this area, whose names are listed here. Just a brief outline. I'll be starting first about the background of Afghanistan, talking a little bit about the program strategy, PPFP community activities of a community health worker, results, and some next steps. In 2002, the Ministry of Public Health in Afghanistan was revitalized, and they began some strategies to improve the health of the Afghan population. And the indicators for women were particularly challenging. The CPR was estimated at 10% in 2005, as reported by the Multiple Indicator Cluster Survey. Total fertility rate was 6.3, and MMR was 1,600 per 100,000 live births, which was one of the highest MMRs at the time. In order to bring services closer to the community, and particularly the rural areas, the Ministry of Public Health focused on community-based health care, where volunteer community health workers serve as the first level of health worker in the system at the health post level. In 2005, the Community Health Worker Training Manual was endorsed and executed by the Ministry of Public Health. And it focused on the roles of the CHW in providing limited curative care and health education. And among the various areas that were covered in this manual, it also included counseling on antenatal care, including exclusive breastfeeding, and contraceptives, including counseling and distributions of pills, condoms, and injectables. In terms of the rationale of offering PPFP, globally there's a substantial unmet need for contraceptives during the first year after childbirth. And considering that community health workers were already providing information on antenatal care and family planning information, there was an opportunity to integrate PPFP information and services to promote wider birth intervals and to reach early and new FP users. The strategy was a four-pronged approach that involved orientation of the community on PPFP messages. This was done through the health shuras or councils that are linked with the health facilities. That was done through the community health supervisors linked up with the health shuras. It also included in-service training to build the Ministry of Public Health capacity in community-based PPFP. This involved training of community health workers, community health supervisors, and the community-based health care officers. In terms of the training for the community health workers, it was a 3 days of PPFP and an additional 3 days for providing the first dose of injectables. Third, supervision by the community health supervisor using performance standards for supervision of the community health worker, and also lastly creating an enabling environment through policy development. And through this, to this end, community-based PPFP was included in the National Reproductive Health Strategy, the more recently revised Community Health Worker Training Manual, and the BPHL. And this program was led by the Ministry of Public Health in their stewardship role of the health system. And the Health Services Support Project provided some technical assistance in the development and implementation. Also, the Management Sciences for Health led TechCert program was a partner and did a lot in the training of community health supervisors as well as technical assistance in a lot of other areas. To talk a little bit about PPFP activities for the community health workers, within the health system, the CHW will provide services for around 100 and 150 families in the community. The Ministry of Public Health requires that at least half of the CHW trainees are women, and oftentimes at a health post, the male-female CHWs will be relatives. For PPFP, the community health workers will identify the pregnant women in their community and then make five household visits. And this includes one visit in the antenatal period and then four visits within the postpartum period. They'll provide counseling on PPFP, and then they'll also distribute pills, condoms, and injectables based on the fertility intentions of the couple. This table illustrates the key counseling messages vis-a-vis the timing of the household visits. This integration of PPFP and MNH was based on the healthy fertility study model from Bangladesh. Messages emphasize the health benefits of pregnancy spacing and were linked with text from the Quran that support breastfeeding of the baby for a prolonged period. Lamb promotion was included within the PPFP counseling because of the health benefits to the mother and the newborn. The CHWs were previously promoting exclusive breastfeeding, as I had mentioned. So this program used exclusive breastfeeding as a platform to promote lamb. And while lamb does not require exclusive breastfeeding, it was used as one criteria to be consistent with the messages on exclusive breastfeeding that the CHWs were already giving. Literacy is not a requirement of a CHW in Afghanistan, so these pictorial messages were used to promote usability. This is an example of one. This program began in 2007, initially in 13 provinces of the country. It was gradually expanded to another 11 in 2009, and then in 2010 was expanded to the remaining 10 provinces of the country. So now this is being implemented nationwide, and over 14,000 CHWs have been trained in PPFP. This is HMIS data of family planning services at the health post level provided by the community health worker in 13 provinces. As you can see, within the quarters, there's a gradual increase in FP services. This is also HMIS data for FP services and health posts by contraceptive method. And as you can see, the condoms are the leading contraceptive, followed closely by the oral contraceptives and then injectables. At the national level, the multiple indicator cluster survey in 2005 reported CPR at 10%, and then the Afghanistan mortality survey in 2010 reported CPR at 20%. Next steps, the Ministry of Public Health has committed to the continuation and expansion of community-based PPFP services. This is illustrated in the National Reproductive Health Strategy that was recently launched by the RH Directorate. Some next steps involve strengthening of the monitoring and reporting systems, for instance, including some PPFP indicators within HMIS, such as LAM. HMIS should be revised next year, so there'll be an opportunity for that. Other opportunities to integrate PPFP within MCH and EPI visits should also be explored, seeing that the health worker may have limited opportunities to interact with clients. Then integration of PPFP within these visits will ensure that no opportunities are missed to provide essential FP services.